One of the things that's common in working with people that are struggling with relationship issues or with addiction issues and so forth is this feeling of, I've just wasted so much time. It's too late now. So I'm thinking about that statement this morning. It's too late. And let me ask you this question. With whatever it is you are struggling with right now, today, is it too late? It's so interesting to me when I meet with young people in their mid-20s or early 30s, and they feel if they don't have everything figured out by a certain period of time that it's too late. And I am of the opinion, as I continue to age and mature in life, I'm now 66 years old, that it's not too late. It's never too late. It's never too late to change. Even if you've struggled with certain things for years, it's not too late. I'm reflecting this morning on a few individuals that I've worked with through the years, and I've watched a miraculous change take place in their lives. And I'm not sure I have the answers as why certain individuals have actually changed and others, they don't seem to change. They don't seem to be ready to do it. But I believe even those who haven't changed yet and made the corrections in their life that they're truly desiring, they still absolutely 100% have the capacity to change. I remember one particular individual, and I'm meeting with her today. I've been meeting with her for about 2 years. When we first started working together, she was an emotional wreck. Her emotions were volatile all over the place. We would rarely get through a session without half of it spent. She was in tears, feeling totally unstable, so frustrated with her addiction to drugs that the limbic part of the brain had basically taken over her prefrontal cortex. You know, the prefrontal, the rational, logical part of the brain is saying, I don't want to keep using these substances. I don't want to keep using. And then 10 minutes later, should be using the substances again. And this went on for a number of years. And I'm reflecting on how we did it. So when I first started meeting with her, she could not go for more than 2 hours without taking a hit, a little bit of a hit of her drug of choice. Doesn't matter what it is. You could fit any drug. You could fit anything that the limbic system would seek instant gratification on. This could be a sexual addiction, a chemical addiction, anger. We just get wired a certain way to respond to things. Whenever we become bored, lonely, angry, stressed, or tired, instead of dealing with those emotions head on, confronting with a positive attitude, healthy internal dialogue, talking yourself into success and dealing with what's in front of you, she would go to the drug of her choice. And she hated it. Now, here's an interesting question. Well, what part of her hated that? And what part of her kept driving her back, these compelling actions? Again, there's different parts of us, right? And so you think of That's why I love this model of the two-part brain. We have a higher functioning brain that just, that's where our conscience, there really is something inside of us. There really is. That is constantly trying. I was thinking of the words of Abraham Lincoln. The eternal struggle between right and wrong. Every one of us face these deep questions, the eternal struggle of right and wrong. And what I have seen in my life is that those who really are choosing things that are not in their best interest, the higher self, they become angry, loud, just almost trying to drown out that peaceful, still, calm voice inside of them saying, I know I shouldn't be doing this. And that's what this one beautiful soul that I was working, she was trying to get out of it. That's why she entered therapy. There was a part of her that just attested what she was doing. And I said, all right, let's go for the, you know, after we'd end our session, we'd always set goals for the next week. Let's go try to go 4 hours without using. You can only go 2 hours right now. Let's go 4 hours. Can you do that? She says, I'm willing to try. And then I would say, I believe in you. I know there's a part of you that wants to do this. Now, focus on that part of you that wants to do that. And focus on that part of you that has reached out to get help. Trust that part, that it is strong, that it is capable. And then the next week we'd meet and she goes, I went 4 hours without using. Anyway, and long story short, then it was 6 hours, then a day. And then all of a sudden, there was one week when we met and we kept extending the goal out a little bit of the time without using. And then she says, I haven't used all week. And that was a significant turning point when she was able to recognize, I actually did it. I actually did not use my drug of choice for a week. And then she piggybacked on that success and realized she really does have the capacity to do challenging things. And then she kept extending it out. And yes, there were times, and this is really challenging because she was living in an environment where other family members used that drug also. And so it was always there. And then meeting with her after she's extended even 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then she went a month without using, there were periods of time when she was highly triggered. And she picked up the drug. It was in her hands. And wrestling with it tremendously. And then drawing on what we worked on in therapy and drawing on her inner strength. And again, she had support, so she wasn't all alone, and she knew she was going to meet with me. And she says, I want to be able to say I didn't use because I know the consequences of using. It doesn't work. It never lasts. It never makes me feel better in the long run. And then I kept repeating certain statements to her, right? Drawing on Greek philosophers, Thucydides, the great philosopher general, where he says, of all manifestations of power, restraint impresses men the most. And so she would think of that and go, no, where my real power lies is being able not to do this thing. I have a free won't. I have a free will and a free won't. I choose not to do this. Even though my body is craving it right now, I choose not to do it. And she was able to put the drug down and continued to move forward. And then when she met with me with joyful tears in her eyes, she goes, I didn't use. And there was no weeping, as in sorrow and weeping and frustration and irritation with herself. There was a beginning of freedom. Anyway, long story short, now it's been well over a year and a half that she has not used. And when I talk to her now, she truly, I'm meeting with a different person. She has changed. There's light in her eyes. Her emotions are not so volatile. She is stable. Still dealing with challenges of life, because those challenges and obstacles, they'll never go away. Just one thing after the next happens to us day after day. But she's different. She's stable. And she will simply say to me, I will never, ever do that again. Go back to that drug that she was using. She can tell the difference. So it's never too late. And when I'm talking to this individual, and when we talk about that, she truly believed it was too late. She truly believed she did not have the capacity to change. She had bought into that idea that I can't do it. I can't. I have failed so many times. And yet, I'm telling you, somehow she did. And because even if she did, I'm telling you that you have the power within you to make whatever changes you need to change. Do not give up on yourself. Even if you've slipped 1,000 times, you get up 1,001 and just keep moving forward. It's absolutely possible. A little here, a little there, you keep trying. Give yourself some credit for your effort. Anyway, it's not too late. It's never too late. It's never too late. Even if you're in your, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, just keep trying. Keep moving forward. It's never too late to make the changes that you want to change. It's never too late to work on the relationships that might not be working. It's just so interesting that relationships just seem to be full of conflict in almost every situation. Anyway, that's a podcast for another day. But it truly, you know, relationship issues, the fact that we can even get along as human beings a little bit is perhaps the miracle, because we're all so different. We all have different perspectives. We all see things a little bit differently and have our own wants and desires, and they constantly conflict with others. So trying to find peace and be gentle with yourself and gentle with others. Anyway, it's a worthwhile quest. Anyway, not too late. Not too late for you to change some things in your life. Just seek deep inside yourself and listen to that little whispering of your conscience. And there is a part of you that will tell you what you need to do in order to make the changes. If you can quiet down enough and truly listen, it's almost like it's like a voice or a feeling inside of you that will tell you what you need to do to make the course corrections in your life that you're confronted with right now. Anyway, you have an amazing week, and we'll check in next week.